that grows down in Florida, or in other parts of Texas, citrus fruit.
Grapefruits?
Or
oranges?
Mm-hmm. Say if you had a bowl of oranges and one day you went in to get one and there weren't any left, you'd say the oranges are...
The oranges are gone.
Okay. What sort of things grow in a garden?
Vegetables.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the vegetables?
Corn, peas, beans, different kinds of beans, greens, cabbages.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of greens?
Collard greens, just regular greens.
Mm-hmm. One more kind of nut. Kind of nut that sort of shaped like your eye. I don't think it would grow around here. But you get it in the store, maybe blanched or roasted or something.
I don't know.
Do you ever hear of almond or almond?
Yeah. And chocolate bars, mostly.
You call that a...
Almond nut, I guess. Hmm? Call it an almond nut.
Okay. What about a little vegetable, that little red vegetable that grows down in the ground?
A beet.
Or something smaller than a beet.
Radish.
Okay. And something that's got a real strong odor to make your eyes water if you cut it.
Onion.
What about the small onions that you pull up and eat just like they are?
Green onions.
Okay. And along with your meat, you might have a baked
potato.
What different kinds of potatoes are there?
Irish potatoes, red potatoes. No, I don't know. That's it, isn't it?
What about the ones that are red on the inside?
Sweet potatoes.
Okay. Do you ever use the word yam?
I haven't. I've heard of them. I don't really know what they are.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of potatoes, aren't they, that have been, or something like that. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of candied yams.
Mm-hmm. What about something that grows up on a plant that you sort of stank up? It's red and...
A tomato.
Okay. What about the tomatoes that don't get any bigger than this?
Yeah. They call them outhouse tomatoes.
Okay. Why would they be called that? Do they grow near an outhouse?
I don't know. You don't see any more outhouses, but you still see people planting those kind of tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever call Tommy Toes?
Yeah, Tommy Toes. I've heard of that. People around here call them that too.
Mm-hmm.
An outhouse just popped into my mind first.
What about something that's, it's green, it's about maybe this long or so. You'd use it in a soup, maybe, or you could have it fried. It's sort of,
okra.
Huh?
Okra.
Okay. And, say if you're cooking bacon, when you first put it in the pan, it'll be maybe this big. Then when you cook it, it'll get smaller. You say it'll...
Shrink.
Or another word for that.
That's all I know.
Do you ever use the word shrivel or swivel up?
Yeah, shrivel up. I wouldn't say the bacon did that, though. I'd say it's frank.
What would you say bacon, or what would you say shrivel?
Like an old dried up tomato or something like that, shriveled up.
Mm-hmm.
Something that just shriveled up from old age,
mm-hmm.
like an old person or something.
Beans and you want to get the beans out of the pot by hand, you say you had to
shell the peas or beans.
Okay. What different kinds of beans are there?
There's string beans and butter beans.
Any other name for butter beans?
No, nothing I can think of.
What about lima beans?
I've heard of those. Are those the same?